Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Glenn Susio is with us. He is a Republican, represents the 13th District, which I believe covers about 17 time zones from what I can tell. A rather big district you have there, but specifically we'll say Meriden, though, for now. Good morning to you, Senator. How are you?
Good. That description of my district is very interesting, right?
Does mom have to pack a lunch for you? I mean, my God, to get from Cheshire all the way over to Middletown or just south of it, Meriden, my God.
Okay.
Go ahead, Len.
It is like serving like four different countries because the communities are so different. You've got the rural community in Middlefield, you got the city in Meriden, you got the suburbs in Cheshire, and then you've got Wesleyan University over in Middletown. So it's a very diverse community.
There you go. There's the word. Hey, Senator, okay, now this has something to do, and I guess NBC 30 kind of broke this story, though. Some people think the tape was made, or the recording, back in March sometime. This has to do with the juvenile detention center, is that it, in Bridgeport?
That's correct, Ray. The NBC News did receive the video from an anonymous source back about 2 months ago. They had first approached me about it at that point in time, but didn't follow up. And they told me they were going to interview me about it, but then other events happened and they didn't get around to it until last week when I met with them. They showed me the video and they asked me for my thoughts and my response. And it's a very shocking video because it represents a serious breach of security at the detention center. When juveniles are admitted, they are supposed to be searched completely and all of their possessions removed and separately bagged. And here, this is a video of a kid. I'm going to guess he's in the ballpark of 16 years old or so. And he's taking the video himself, yucking it up with some of his friends in the common area of the detention center. And then there's another shot of him, apparently from his cell, looking outwards into the common area.
Wow.
And even more disturbingly, Ray, there's a couple of security officers right within feet of him, and they seem to be oblivious to what he's doing. It's shocking in that respect too.
Well, the real issue here is not that you see brutality or anything, but that he had the phone in. And I guess the question is then, Senator, what else could you sneak in?
Well, that's true. I mean, it's not the kind of thing you could. A phone is big enough that it's not easy to hide.
Yeah.
And there's many weapons that are smaller than a cell phone. You could talk about a small knife, for example, that could have been smuggled in. And so that's a great concern to everybody. How did he do it? When did he do it? Did he have any help doing it? There's an ongoing investigation. I spoke to the people who run the facility yesterday, and I'm going to be visiting the facility tomorrow afternoon to see firsthand the location and what the situation looks like as they continue to look into what happened.
Senator Len Susio is here. Just maybe 30 seconds here. But what is the function of this particular? There are two. There's one in Hartford, one in Bridgeport. This was Bridgeport Juvenile Detention Center. Are these kids waiting trial? Are these kids being punished? What's going on there?
Well, for the most part, traditionally, they've been used for kids being processed for trial. But now with the closing of the Middletown Juvenile Training School, they're going to have to be temporarily used to house kids who are a real threat not only to themselves, but to the community as well. While the Judicial Department, which is taking responsibility for these kids away from DCF, gets contracts for new, totally secure facility.
Okay. Well, we will stay in touch with you on this, and maybe next time we'll have you on and talk about betting on sports, because that apparently is going to be a deal. Len Susio, thank you much for being on, my friend.
Thank you, Ray. Have a great day.
All right. State Senator Len Susio represents the 13th District.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.